Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, you are the chairman of the House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee, and this week you had an informational hearing and got to talk about an issue that's really important to Pennsylvania dairymen. What's going on here?
Well, the committee this week held a public meeting to discuss House Bill 915 that I've introduced dealing with milk hauling in Pennsylvania in response to the travel bans that were instituted by the governor this winter, in which commercial vehicles were banned several times from the state's interstate highways in anticipation of snow or ice accumulations. The committee discussed this legislation because it had a significant impact on dairy farmers and milk haulers all across Pennsylvania. The one thing that's different about milk is that the cows don't stop producing it and the farmers can't store it. It's a perishable product. I think everyone knows that our dairy industry is struggling significantly. So the bottom line is, if the milk trucks can't get out to the farm, the milk is going to be dumped, and that's going to have a significant impact on farmers in Pennsylvania. And in fact, there were dairy farmers this past winter that had to dump their milk because of these travel bans. So House Bill 915 that I have sponsored would provide an exemption for milk haulers and specifically for milk trucks. We learned at the hearing from a milk hauler that hauls milk from farms in Pennsylvania and New York that there were times last year that New York put a commercial vehicle ban on, but exempted milk trucks and fuel supply vehicles. So it certainly can be done. It was an informative meeting. We had dairy farmers and milk haulers come forward, but also the Pennsylvania State Police, the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency, and PennDOT testified, and it will help our committee as we move forward with the consideration of this bill.
Also, the House Majority Policy Committee holds regional meetings, talk about issues, and this week they met over in Tioga County. Well, what kind of issues came up?
Well, I had the opportunity to participate in this policy meeting over in Wellsboro in Tioga County. It was hosted by my colleague, Representative Clint Owlett from Tioga, and was a great discussion on issues of interest to folks in rural Pennsylvania. There were many issues discussed, from workforce development and what we're doing with our Good Jobs for PA initiative. We talked about rural broadband extensively, and that's important in rural Pennsylvania. Also had the opportunity to talk about the struggle facing our fire and EMS agencies and what we've been doing to help those agencies, to issues with DEP and recycling. And it helps us formulate our policy initiatives that we're working on in Harrisburg. So I was certainly glad to participate.
Also, some legislation was approved this week in Harrisburg that will help to ensure Pennsylvanians get better treatment for Lyme disease. Give us some details.
Well, this was a very important piece of legislation sponsored by my colleague, Representative Rapp from Warren County. She's the chair of the House Health Committee. And the bill would require health insurance companies to cover treatment plans for Lyme disease or other tick-borne illnesses. This is something that's been a huge issue. There are cases where people have Lyme disease and cannot get adequate treatment for that disease. Pennsylvania ranks the highest in the nation for the number of certified cases of Lyme disease. We've had this distinction for the last 7 years running, and that's very disturbing. It's important that people get adequate treatment. It's important for insurance companies to be covering this treatment, and I was certainly glad to co-sponsor and also vote for House Bill 629.
Also, this is an exciting time for anglers in Pennsylvania, especially in your region. What's going on?
Well, this weekend marks the opening day of trout season in Pennsylvania. Saturday, April 13th is the statewide opener. Fishing begins at 8 a.m. To participate, anglers ages 16 and older must have a valid Pennsylvania fishing license and also a trout stamp. Both are available at more than 700 issuing agents across the Commonwealth, and also available at the Fish and Boat Commission's website. It's www.gonefishingpa.com. Also, if anyone would like a trout summary booklet with all the rules and regulations, those are available free of charge at my district offices. And we still have trout stocking schedules. I know those are popular with folks, so you can stop by my district office for those also.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.